And we are the proud home of the 49ers in the 916. Coming up, bottom of the hour, Akash Anavarathan, 49er insider for Bay Area Sports Digest. We'll get back to the 49ers Super Bowl conversation, because if we go too long without talking about the Niners and the Super Bowl, you know, I hear from Kyle, he's like, come on, we got to talk about the Niners some more. Can we talk about Brock Purdy some more? So appreciate that, Kyle. We got to make sure we...
Phone's blowing up, Whitey. You're right.
Phone's blowing up, right? You know what? I do want to say, I'm going to give Niners fans some respect. They didn't light me up in the mentions. They didn't text me. It's been pretty respectable, and I appreciate that, Niners fans, because no need to kick anybody when they're down. I didn't do that to you guys earlier this season when you lost three in a row, right, Whitey? I didn't kick them when they were down.
You laughed. So you laughed at them.
Oh, yeah. I did call in that time and laugh. Yeah, I did.
Yeah. Right after they just lost like to Minnesota the next day. Yeah.
Yeah, but I appreciate Niners fans being, you know, sympathetic and, you know, not rubbing it in on me. You know, I do want to say real quick.
Yeah.
This guy, Ken Washington, on the text line and tweet line or the YouTube, keep asking me, Kyle, you're golfing? You're golfing? No, I'm not golfing. Can I tell you about my issues in the travel to Miami and how disappointed I was today, Whitey?
Uh-oh.
I know you got something planned, but I got to get this story off my chest.
Yeah.
I've been looking forward to this trip all season long. Your boy had it circled like I was a convict looking for a release date. I was like, on this day, I'm off in Miami. And I said, you know what? Because we got to go to Indiana, Chicago, Cleveland, I'm not going to bring my golf clubs. So I'm not going to golf this Tuesday in Miami. That was my plan. I said, you know what? I'm going to have a spa day. I'm going to treat your boy well. I'm going to pamper myself, if you will.
Petty?
Well,
get him a petty?
Massage, pedicure, lay out by the pool. I had it all planned out. So we land at 3 o'clock or whatever, get to the hotel at 3, and I look up the spa, and they're closed Monday and Tuesday.
Oh, no.
It is just...
You got it.
I've been out of sorts ever since. Jay, I was upset. I'm still upset. It like ruined my day because I slept in till 10. It's too late then to go golf because I got to, you know, come back and do the radio show. So your boy's been out of sort all day. So if I seem a little cranky, a little moody, a little short with some people, that's why.
Yeah. There was no plan B. There was nothing else you could do to, you know, make yourself feel pampered.
Nah, you know, I might get one tomorrow. Tomorrow's Wednesday. I might try and squeeze one in. But no, man, you know, I went for a nice walk, had a good lunch, took a nap because I was tired.
Nice.
But yeah, it's not bad. It's not bad. But man, I was disappointed, dude.
Yeah, that's too bad.
That's why I got to get out tonight. That's why I got to go somewhere tonight.
You know, it's funny what you're saying about how you're not hearing from a lot of 49er fans. I really think some of it maybe at this point, 49er fans felt a lot of just relief and joy. And so, you know, when 49ers and are trying to get to the Super Bowl and fans are just living and dying with every possession, and then they hear you talking about, you know, how you don't care for them, it was, snapping back at you. Then it got to a point where I feel like there's a little, okay, we got to the Super Bowl, so he can say what he wants. I think there's a sense that the 49ers have accomplished something.
Yes.
So it's kind of a relief that they've gotten this far.
So are we calling a truce? Is that what I'm hearing? Is it truce?
No way, no how.
No, that's not going to happen. But I think let's say the 49ers win the Super Bowl by a lot, and I know there's a lot of reasons to think that wouldn't happen, then you're not going to hear anything. But if things don't go well and you keep, you know, chirping and snarling and yapping, oh yeah, you're going to hear a lot come February 12th. Yeah, with a vengeance.
I'm not going to kick the Niners when they're down. I wouldn't do that. I may seem like a jerk sometimes, but I'm not that big of a jerk, man. Like, if they lost the Super Bowl, if they got smacked in the Super Bowl, like, what am I going to say that's going to add to that or make them feel any worse or anything? I'm going to just lay back and be like, open phone lines. Let me hear from you. What you guys say?
Yeah.
You know, I'm not going to gloat. I mean, come on. That's not my style, Whitey. You know that. Now, I'll text Jay on the side text and be like, to Jay on the side text for sure. But that's about it, man. I wouldn't do that.
So you're saying I'm not even going to put that into the atmosphere. But if something was to happen where the Niners didn't win, you're going to come on your show and you're going to open up the phone lines and you're going to be the therapist. That's what I'm hearing.
Yes, 100%. 100%. That's what I'm here for, Jay. I'm here for the people. I'm not here to make Kyle look good. I'm not here to rub it in or anything like that. This is Sacktown Sports, baby. It would be – now, if you lose first round to – or, you know, in a divisional round to the Packers, that deserves a little ribbing. But losing in the Super – that would be kind of crushing. And so I'm not that mean of a dude. That's not me.
That would be like if you have a bad breakup and you go to get therapy and the therapist is your ex. Wouldn't that be kind of like that? It's like, that ain't going to help you, Kyle. I don't know if we're buying that.
The HIPAA law. You got to adhere to the HIPAA law.
Yeah. I guess so.
I know too much of their history. That's for sure.
Why? Okay. If something, and again, I'm not saying it, if something was to go wrong for the 49ers on next Sunday, what do you come and do?
Oh, yeah. It's like, we're here for you.
Okay.
You know, I know some people that I honestly, I know you're not one of them because I've asked you, but I know some people that I don't think they fully recovered from the last loss to the Chiefs, you know, a 10-point lead in the fourth quarter. I know some real 49er fans that thought, we got it.
That was it.
They're still trying to recover from that. So hopefully this next game will help them do that. But somebody on the chat was asking when you're going to play that, what is it? We're the 49ers from 1984. I don't know if we'd play that. But this weekend, I don't know either. I'd forgotten or didn't know there was a song. Later on, around 88, it was kind of like the Super Bowl shuffle, but it's one of those weird 80s rap songs, Jay and Kyle. You know where the players have to say who they are. I'm number 42, Ronnie Lott, and I hit you a lot. You know, it's like, oh, my goodness.
I got that coming out if you need it. If you want it, I'll bring it to you.
You got that? Okay.
And there was Doug DeBose on there. I'm like, Doug DeBose? Yeah, I'm 33, Roger Craig. And I know who you are. You don't have to tell me.
Fumble.
Yeah. All right, we'll get to more 49ers. Kyle, I just wanted you to give us your expert view here on what's going on with this road trip for the Kings, because you said last week, make or break. Right now, so far, they're doing a lot more making than breaking at 3-0.
Yeah, exactly. They look great. They look fantastic. Yeah. And they are galvanized. They are coming together. It's like Voltron. They're forging together. And just the vibes around the team, they're good right now. What a difference 11 days will make. Remember, there was some angst with De'Aaron Fox. Something was going on. You know, our boy Harrison Barnes didn't meet with the media.
Yeah.
Now it all seems like kumbaya, ubuntu, if you will. Everybody is together. And so, it is making this season, this road trip. And Katie had said it, too, on the Carmichael Dave show. She thought that getting out on the road could help this team, and so far it has.
Mm-hmm. So trade, we could be a lot more selective about whether we want to trade or not now, can't we?
I think so. We're not as desperate as we were 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. All right, take a quick break. As I said, bottom of the hour, Kosh Anavrathan, 49er Insider, are going to join us. When we come back, tell you what the Chiefs are trying to do that ain't been done in some time. Next with the Drive Guys on Sacktown Sport. Hey, great question here in the chat. We've got to clear up before we go any further. This is from Manny asking, Whitey and Drapes, is JJ in the basketball tournament? And I don't think Jay was here when we
he wasn't here that day.
Yeah, we announced our plans. Jay, we're thinking of putting together a station 2-on-2 tournament.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I mean, you certainly could be one of our reserves, but you might rather be on another team. I just don't know who your partner would be. But
so y'all threw me to the wayside is what you're telling me.
No, but it's a 2-on-2.
Out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah, I get
unless
it.
We go, I mean, we could go 3-on-3.
No. I don't want to bend or change anything that's going on around here.
Actually,
I don't know.
3-on-3 might be better. I just thought of that. With Dave and...
No, 3-on-3, because then you throw the producers in.
Yeah.
They got Verlade in the morning, you know?
Yeah. What do you think, Jay? Would you want to roll with me and Drapes?
Come on now. I'm Penny out here, baby. I'm all left hand.
Until
I have to give you the right. Let's do it. I'm an athlete, man.
All right. I know that.
Yeah.
I know. I just didn't know if you'd have any desire to be, you know, on the court with Drapes and I.
Well, I mean, if we're doing it show by show, I'm riding with you guys, man. Yeah. I'm loyal to the soil. Uh-huh. I'm not going against the grain, you know.
Yeah. Appreciate it.
We run our offense through.
We already know. We already know Drapes is an assist guy. He's already been throwing up lobs to Rasheed, you know. So
that's true.
We got to get Rasheed
like
on, man.
Out there.
Yeah, can we get Sheed on?
Wait,
sometime?
I'm gonna have to reach out to him.
You should reach out, and we will talk about that story. I'd bring it up and see if he remembers that. He might not even remember who I am, man. That's how upset I am about that story. Yeah.
I mean, the list of like, guys Drapes. That we can't get on, we got Mitch Richmond wouldn't answer your text, right?
Yeah,
Dominique.
Who, Isaiah Thomas.
Dominique.
Dominique.
Rasheed.
Isaiah Thomas. Rasheed.
They just ain't
Dude,
got no left.
Starting five here.
Drapes must have been pressing the issue about some of these guys' football teams throughout the years.
I guess so.
You know what it is, man. If we being straight, they don't like my unbiased, unfiltered. I'm going to tell it like it is. Mm-hmm. I ain't going to sugarcoat it. And some people can't handle it.
Yeah. Because it's clearly, it's not that they, you know, it's clearly not that they, I don't know who that is. They know who it is.
Oh, they know.
They just don't want, they don't want any part of it as of yet anyway.
I've gotten a couple texts back. Like, yeah. I've gotten a couple texts back like, oh, Drapes? Oh, okay. Yeah, let me get back to you.
You know the worst one, though? This is the worst one. I'm going to keep it real. The worst one. Not Rasheed, not Isaiah Thomas. I ain't even get a text back from Matt Maiocco. I couldn't even get Matt Maiocco.
Matt is the
guy. We teammates. I even said the boss, Justin Hathaway, said reach out to Matt. Crickets. Or your boy Dante Whitner. I'm like, dude, I'm the Rodney Dangerfield. Somebody said the Kings are the Rodney Dangerfield. I'm the Rodney Dangerfield of media out here. It's ridiculous, man.
I could probably get Maiocco.
Yeah, I'll get Matt on for him. I think we haven't had Matt on yet.
I don't want Maiocco.
Oh,
no,
you don't want him.
I don't
okay.
want to get him.
Matt Maiocco is – here's how good he is as a guy and as a guest. We're doing an interview with him one time, and you could tell he was in a car, and something happened, and you could tell something's going on. Matt, are you okay? He's like, yeah, I just got a flat tire, guys, but he still wanted to do the interview. And he's pulled over to the side of the road with a flat tire. He's like, yeah, I'm good. That's how dedicated and good Matt Maiocco is. So we
maybe the boss gave you the wrong number.
Yeah, there you go.
You know what it is? You know what? One week, we go and line everybody up. And they're going to have to atone for dissing me. Mitch Richmond on Monday, Rasheed Wallace Tuesday, Isaiah Thomas Wednesday. We're going to go through them all in one week.
The other
Matt
thing
Maiocco
is.
Matt Maiocco on Friday. Let's do it.
I guarantee you, Matt Maiocco is very busy now. So he sees, oh, I got a text from Kyle. He thought it was Kyle Shanahan. You know, they had that kind of blow up a couple weeks ago. So he's like, I don't want any part of that guy right now. So that's probably what it was.
That's right. If he would have known it was me. He would have, yeah, you're right.
Kyle, your Chiefs here are trying to do something that hasn't been done in some time. No one has won back-to-back Super Bowls since the Patriots, Super Bowls 38 and 39, which I think was what, 04, 05?
Yeah, yep.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
It's been a while, so, man, I hadn't realized that. It's going to be tricky. It's going to be difficult to do against a team as good as the 49ers, the back-to-back thing.
Well, it's going to be tough. You know, the Niners are going to be favorites, right? Are they still favorites right now? They're, you know, a better record, better regular season. And there's a reason why it hasn't been done. Even, you know, this Chiefs team, you know, as great as Patrick Mahomes has been, you know, what is he, 2-1 in Super Bowls? And so – He can be beaten. It's going to be a tough matchup, but I don't know, man. And this is not me being biased or anything. I look at coach quarterback, and Whitey, ever since we've been doing the show, I've been talking about coach quarterback. That's the key to a stable franchise, a winning franchise. And I got to give the edge to the Chiefs. I'm just basing it on coach quarterback.
The only problem with that is if that were true, Belichick and Brady would have never lost a Super Bowl, right?
Yeah, but Eli was good. Eli was better in the actual Super Bowls than his regular season numbers. And you talk about some of the greatest catches in NFL Super Bowl history. I hear you. But for the most part, for the most of the time, it's coach quarterback. Look at Belichick and Brady. You mentioned it. They lost three times together in the Super Bowl, but they won six. Mm-hmm. So six out of nine times, they won. And so the Niners definitely can win. I'm not saying they can't win, but, you know, I like Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes, and the fact that they've been there together. They've, you know, we talk about the Niners having to overcome some struggles in the playoffs and to come back. Well, the Chiefs had to go on the road to Buffalo, had to go to Baltimore, two of the most. So they're a hardened team now. Also, I'm expecting a great game, man. I don't think this is a blowout or anything. This is going to be a dogfight out there.
You know, I was thinking of how the 49ers are different since the last time they played the Chiefs. And, of course, Jimmy was the quarterback. But the 49ers now, and this doesn't mean they're going to win, or I realize that, but the playmakers they have assembled since then. You know, when you look at Deebo and Ayuk and McCaffrey, of course, Kittle was there, but he's still obviously a very effective and very good player. They have really, and Purdy now compared to, we could argue here, but I don't want to, but right now my point is Purdy compared to Garoppolo, who makes plays more? You know, as far as the playmaking ability, the 49ers are so much better and explosive than they were in that 2019 season.
Yeah, they definitely upgraded the roster, upgraded the talent. The playmaking you mentioned, you throw in CMC and Brock Purdy. Yes, a better quarterback than Jimmy Garoppolo. The thing about Brock Purdy, and I said it yesterday, he's such a gamer, man. It's like, you know, he's one of those guys you can't just, you know, it's like a fly swatter. You can't just hit the 49ers once. You got to keep smacking them and make sure they're done. And so we'll see if the Chiefs can do that. So far, the Packers, they had their opportunities. They didn't get it done. The Lions had opportunities. They didn't get it done. Because, and give Purdy a lot of credit, man, he just would not say die. He keeps coming back. And it's going to be a hell of a game.
Apparently, Brady, I mentioned this earlier, Brady had some things to say about Brock today. And I think there was audio, but it was, I don't think Tommy really wanted to get involved in it that much. It was so cut and dried. It's like not even worth playing for you. It's my understanding. And I read the comments and they're more like, he's really good and he played well and he did a great job, you know? So it's like, okay.
Oh, kind of benign. No, nothing.
And I mentioned that. And Chris Watkins said, yeah, but if you're Brady right now, you're thinking, I could have been the quarterback of the 49ers right now. I could be in the Super Bowl right now.
He could be. That would be an untouchable, eight Super Bowls or whatever?
Nah, man, that's good.
You know, this would be, we've talked about it, man. This story regarding Brock Purdy, not a 30 for 30. You mentioned it, a Disney movie. Yeah. I mean, this is unheard of in the NFL.
Yeah, but you got to win. You got to have that ending, dream ending.
Got to finish it.
Earlier I mentioned that the Chiefs are going to be wearing red. They had the first choice. They're wearing red, 49ers white, which is the way it was in the Super Bowl in 2020. And Simone sent me this. Win-loss records of teams wearing white in the Super Bowl since 2004. Teams in white, like the 49ers, in the Super Bowl since 2004, 16 wins and 3 losses. Boom!
Oh, book it.
Boom!
Book it. Oh, my.
It's over.
Kids, college education, everything. Why even play the game? Jeez. Simone and her, you know.
These are facts.
The skeleton too, you know.
Henrietta?
I mean, she got it all covered. Henrietta?
Yeah, we're covering it every which way. We're going to talk to a 49er insider who's been covering the team in depth for a long, long time. He's very excited about the Super Bowl. Akash Anavarathan joins us with a look at how the 49ers can actually stop the Chiefs from running the ball next year with a drive. Kyle Draper in Miami, Buddy Gleason in Sacramento. Drapes, before we get to our next guest, very special guest, somebody on the text line's wondering if the High Flyer and Scott Marsh are going to be in the tournament. I hadn't thought of that. That would be bad news for the rest of us. High Flyer obviously is High Flyer. I played against Scott Marsh for a long time. Fine shooter, knows the game, and he's got a little Dylan Brooks in him. So I don't know if we want to allow them in the tournament. They'd be a tough twosome. Do we have Drapes? I'm not able to hear Drapes. Is that just me? I apologize. Drapes, I'm sorry we couldn't hear you. Are we good to go here, Jay?
Yeah. There I am.
There we are. All right.
Technical. Okay. I hit the wrong button on my end. I said I would hack the heck out of High Flyer. You can't foul out in a 3-on-3 game or 2-on-2 or whatever it is. He would have to earn it at the charity stripe, that's for sure.
All right.
Boy, I would foul the heck out of that dude.
We're going to see his concentration leveled in, Drapes.
Yeah,
I'm with you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tell him, Jay.
80% come on, man. Yeah. All right.
I'll do like Draymond.
Our next guest has been covering the 49ers in depth at a very high level for a very long time. He currently is covering the 49ers for the Bay Area Sports Digest. It's a pleasure.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Haven't spoken to him in a long time. Akash Anavarathan with us. Akash, thanks so much for your time. I got to ask you, Sunday, at what point were you most fearful that this season was going to end for the 49ers?
It took about two drives, and I'm sitting there thinking that, you know, the season's going to end this way. I mean, those first two drives, the Lions came out, ran the ball down the 49ers' throats, and that was the exact game script that I didn't want to see. I wanted to see the 49ers come out and slow down Jahmyr Gibbs, slow down David Montgomery, contain the edges, and they weren't doing any of that. And it felt like you know, the 49ers just got punched in the mouth. And I'm sitting there like, oh my God, this is going to play right into the Lions' hands. How are the 49ers going to come back from this deficit, even if it was early in the game? And how is this defense going to turn around and get stops if, you know, they're just playing right into, you know, Ben Johnson and Jared Goff's game plan? And so that was the point where I was like, oh, man, this could get ugly, but they found a way.
Wow.
Akash, what was the turning point, man? Did you think it was, you know, Dan Campbell's decision not to kick the field goal to make it 27-10? Was it the IU catch? Was it the fumble? What was the big play that really turned things?
I think it was that fourth down decision when the Lions were up 24-10. They're driving, and, you know, the 49ers open the half. They go down, score three, and they're like, okay, well, it's a two-score game. They can get a stop to get the ball back. Let's see what they can do. And the Lions are just driving right down the field, just like in the first half, and you're like, uh-oh.
Mm-hmm.
Clearly, whatever adjustments they had made at halftime just weren't working, and they'd forced, I forget what it was a fourth and short. You know, in reasonable field goal range. And I know the Lions have had a ton of success on fourth and less than three this season. I think they converted over like 70%. And so Dan Campbell, playing the percentages, decides to go for it. But, you know, it's just different. You know, you're in the NFC Championship game. You're up 14. You could have made it 17 at that point. And with just counting out the number of possessions in the game, it would have been hard for the 49ers if that, you know, turned into a three-possession game. You know, I think just time is against you there, and he decides to go for it. And I think everyone in the stadium, you could kind of feel it where I think fans were kind of rooting for Dan Campbell to go for it, because it's just a huge momentum play. You get that stop, you get a short field, you know, you get an explosive, and all of a sudden it's all systems go. So I thought the game really flipped on that play where it just felt like everyone in the building, you just gave like a jolt of hope with that fourth down stop that, you know, the 49ers have a shot here.
Yeah, Akash and Verathan with this. Isn't it amazing? In the first half, the Lions had a 3rd and 12, no problem, picked it up. 3rd and 18, no problem. And then the second half, 4th and short, and they failed twice. And, of course, those were both pivotal plays. What's the most definitive answer we have to the question, what was said at halftime? I know you talk to players, and I'm not, you know, well, I think sometimes we make too much of that, but as far as you know, what is the most definitive answer to that question? What was said at halftime in the 49ers locker room?
I think, honestly, it just comes down to, you know, what they've been through these last few years, right? They've been so close. They've been at the doorstep of a Super Bowl appearance, and they've had heartbreaking losses the last couple of years. And, you know, you go on this run this season, you set yourself up in the perfect way, right, with getting the one seed, getting 2 home playoff games, healthy team. Like, it all just kind of set up for them to be able to make this run. And the way they played in that first half, you're like, it cannot end this way. You know, this team cannot go out this way to the Detroit Lions at home as, you know, a 7-point favorite. So I'm sure at halftime they were just like, you know what, it's a 17-point game. First half happened. Just flush it. Let's get a good start, right? You get the ball to start. Let's make some adjustments defensively, right? Let's play a little bit more fast, play a little bit more aggressive, contain the edges. I think Steve Wilks, the defensive coordinator, did a good job just getting pressure a little bit more on Jared Goff than they did in the first half, especially on those fourth downs that just move him off his spot, and all of a sudden Goff becomes a little inaccurate and it turns into an incompletion. So just some key defensive adjustments there. And then offensively, I thought, you know, they moved the ball all right in the first half, and you just have enough faith in how much talent they have, the coaches they have, the player that Brock Purdy is, that eventually over time that they're just going to figure it out on that side of the ball. And defense came through. They, you know, obviously forced that big turnover, and offense just started to execute. Brock Purdy made huge plays with his legs. But I think at halftime, you're just probably sitting there just thinking like, all right, flush this first half. Yeah. Let's just get some stops. Let's just regroup here and let's just go make this thing happen. You got 30 minutes to the Super Bowl. Let's go punch our ticket.
Akash, you brought up Steve Wilks, and a lot has been made about him this season. And even somebody on the text line just texted us from the 831. I have a lot of respect for Steve Wilks, but he's not the right fit. The defensive roster got better and the production is worse. This defense is making him somewhat look good. What's going on with the defense? What kind of grade would you give this defense, and where do they need to improve against Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs?
I actually think the defensive personnel might be, you know, a little bit more to blame than Steve Wilks himself, right? Especially against the run. I think, you know, a lot gets talked about, they're unable to set the defensive line is unable to set the edges and teams are able to bounce it outside. But I think, and Steve Wilks kind of talked about this, I know Kyle Shanahan kind of alluded to this earlier in the week, truly when, you know, depending on the play here, sometimes the defensive lineman, you know, the edge rusher's assignment is to crash hard, and you're banking on, you know, a linebacker or a safety or a corner to replace and fill the gap. And those guys just, you know, missing assignments in a key few spots. And especially with, you know, just with the way this defense works, you get one guy out of the wrong gap, you have one missed tackle, you have one blown assignment, and all of a sudden, you know, what could be a negative play turns into an explosive. So it just feels like they're not quite all moving on the same page, and there's just like one mistake, you know, on every play that's kind of costing them. And that was kind of the difference in the first half, honestly. And so I'd say that's, you know, less on Steve Wilks, more on just the defensive personnel that they have, just the execution. Because it felt like, you know, they made a few adjustments, but they just started to execute a little bit better in the second half. They just played a little bit more aggressively, missed less tackles. Guys were in the right spots, and all of a sudden, you know, you start to slow down the Lions offense. The challenge moving forward, you know, into the Super Bowl against this Chiefs offense, little different than playing Detroit and Green Bay, right? Detroit and Green Bay, you know, they challenge you with good pass blocking offensive lines and a ton of weapons. Especially you look at the lines, right? Sam Laporta, Jahmyr Gibbs, David Montgomery, Jameson Williams, and his speed. Obviously, Amon-Ra St. Brown. They just have a ton of young weapons that can, you know, all do great things with the ball in their hands. The Chiefs are a little bit different. It's built more like an NBA team, in my opinion, where you've got Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, Andy Reid, and just a bunch of other guys out there. And it's really on those guys to make it happen. Looking through the numbers, they've only scored 30 points three times this season. I don't think they've scored more than 27 since like November. They got shut out in the second half last week at Baltimore. So it really feels like, you know, if the 49ers are able to put points and force the Chiefs to score a lot, it becomes a challenge for them. And it has been kind of all season, which is kind of ironic to say because they have Patrick Mahomes, but that's just been their challenge. They've struggled to score quite a bit. They've played, you know, good defense, and they've run the ball with Isaiah Pacheco, and they've relied on Mahomes to make some key plays in pivotal spots. But this isn't an explosive offense like the 49ers faced in 2019 or even the last few years. Kansas City's had just more playmakers compared to this year.
So Akash, to that point, what's your best guess right now? How many points will it take to win this game?
Ooh, that's a tough question. I'm going to say if the 49ers can score 30. If you're telling me the 49ers score 30, I'm feeling pretty good about their chances to win.
Gotcha. Akash Anavrathan, our guest. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. No, I was going to say, you say if they score 30, how do they match up with this Chiefs defense? And, you know, I know Patrick Mahomes gets a lot of credit and shine, but it's really the Chiefs defense that has been awesome so far this season and in the playoffs. How does the Niners offense match up with them?
That's a good question. There's a couple key injuries, for this Chiefs defense, and I'm interested to see how that, you know, impacts them. Obviously, Charles Omenihu, who was a former 49er, he's been fantastic for them this season. He's got like 7.5 sacks this season. Impact player. He had a strip sack fumble, I think, in the AFC Championship against Lamar Jackson. Derek Nnadi, who's another defensive lineman, I think he's banged up. I think they're the bulk of their talent is actually in the secondary. Legarius Sneed, their outside corner, Trent McDuffie, their slot corner. Those guys have been playing physical. They're excellent against the run. They're fantastic cover corners. So they've got some talent in their secondary. Defensive line, you know, they've been good against the pass, rushing the passer, obviously with Chris Jones there, but they haven't been as good at stopping the run, especially this season when teams have run outside zone and inside zone against them, which is kind of the 49ers' bread and butter. So I'd expect Kyle Shanahan to go kind of throwback here. I wonder if he thinks like, okay, let's run the ball against this Chiefs defense that's been so vulnerable against the run. Which is why it was kind of perplexing why the Ravens didn't run the ball more. I think they only had like 6 non-Lamar Jackson carries last week. So expect Kyle Shanahan to hopefully feed the ball to McCaffrey quite a bit. And, you know, best defense against Patrick Mahomes is just keeping him on the sideline, keeping him off the field. And so I think some of the 49ers' strengths certainly play into the Chiefs' weaknesses. And Steve Spagnuolo, the Chiefs defensive coordinator, has been, you know, has historically been a blitz happy coordinator. I think they blitz like 32% of the time this season. And the best quarterback against the blitz this season is Brock Purdy. So interested to see if Spagnuolo continues that trend or if he's going to sit back, play more coverage. But I think a lot of the things that the Chiefs do, I think the 49ers have answers for. So I like that matchup as well.
Akash, got to ask you about Brock, of course. How much better was Brock under pressure than, as you mentioned, Jared Goff was when the 49ers were able to pressure him?
That was ultimately the difference in the game, I thought. You know, in the second half, the Lions, had a bunch of plays where, you know, they had the perfect coverage called or, you know, they had a blitz that got to Brock or an offensive lineman got beat, but he was – Purdy was 6 of 11 for 88 yards. He had a pick in the first half, but he had 2 huge scrambles for 42 yards under pressure, whereas Jared Goff was 3 of 13, 26 yards, and like a 39 passer rating. So he was awful under pressure, and that was the thing coming into the game, right? Can the 49ers' interior defensive line get pressure against Goff? They did in the second half. And the Lions also did a good job of getting after Purdy, but the difference was Purdy's athleticism, making plays out of the pocket. There was that one play where I think it was Melifonwu had Purdy wrapped, and he somehow evaded it, escaped it, and found Juszczyk down the left sideline, who had the toe-tapping catch. So that was a huge difference, and that's honestly been one of the improvements that Purdy has had over his predecessors here in San Francisco, is his ability to extend plays under pressure or when, you know, things aren't there. He has that second reaction in him to create outside of the structure. And that was honestly probably the biggest reason why they won on Sunday.
Mm. All right, Akash, we appreciate your time very, very much. Happy for you headed to the Super Bowl. He does a great job covering the 49ers and has for a long time. 49er insider for Bay Area Sports Digest, Akash Anavarathan. Thanks, brother. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon.
Appreciate it, guys. Talk to you soon.
Speaking of the 49ers, it's your favorite time of the week, Kyle Draper, because we got the crossover coming up with the Return of the Empire boys. So Nate and Emil Fragoso coming up. How about that?
Bring them on.
Yeah. You ready?
Bring them on. Emil's like, he's like Rocky Balboa. He's training right now. He's in the back, got the punching bag, sweat up. He got a lather going on. Bring it on, Emil.
All right, Nate and Emil are next with the Driving Guys on Sacktown Sports. Yeah, Whitey here in our Sacramento studios, Kyle Draper in Miami. Drapes, I wanted to give you the honors. I know how fond you are of the Return of the Empire. Could you introduce the guys and bring them on? They're ready to go here. They're in studio. You want to introduce them?
Yeah, I'll bring in my guys. Nate Littlefield, Emil Fragoso.
Oh, thanks
Return
for having me, Drapes.
Return of the Empire.
Hi, Drapes.
Niners fans joining us right now.
Yeah. So. I only call me a Niner fan.
Yeah, I
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Kind of would, though. I kind of would.
Drapes, will you do me a favor and say hi to Cinderella for me in that ballroom?
Nice one, Nate. Hey, don't be jealous.
I am jealous.
I'm hella jealous.
Hey, if you find a glass slipper, make sure you give it to Lost and Found.
Hey, you wish the hotels you stayed in had a ballroom like this.
I do.
I know.
They're putting us in the Excalibur, Draper, for Media Row.
What?
They do not have a ballroom there.
You're going to Vegas?
Yes, I am. I'm the I know.
Is this like reverse importance? You send a low man on the totem pole to Vegas and then working up to the big dogs?
I think so. They know I can just kind of weasel my way around and just, you know, cause some problems. So maybe
I didn't realize you're going.
Yeah, I know.
Awesome.
I don't think a lot of people would, but here we are.
That's awesome. Yeah, congrats, man. It should be fun.
I appreciate it. I appreciate it.
Yeah, and Emil, I know you're very excited about getting credentials for the actual Super Bowl itself, right?
Yeah, I would be lying to say it's not a dream come true. I'm very, very grateful, very, very blessed to be in year two of covering the Niners and be able to go to the Super Bowl and be in the press box. So I will say that.
Things fell in place for that. It really just
really
kind of happened.
Fell in place.
Team of destiny, as they say.
You guys are going to have a fun show. Let me ask you what we were just talking to Akash Anavarathan about. At what point were you the least optimistic Sunday that the 49ers are going to find their way through?
I was pretty uncomfortable when Detroit was going down to score right before the end of the half. I thought they were going to score a touchdown right there. They kicked the field goal. I felt better. I thought they could have stopped him. The Niners could have stopped him. But I was like, that could be a killer. And then everything flipped.
So you were glad they kicked the field goal?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. I felt the exact same
way.
Really? I was so hyped when Ayuk had the catch, but yes, that was the start. I was like, okay, that's something. Let's go. But when the fumble happened,
oh yeah,
that was it. All right, it's a new game. It's a new game. Jared Goff not playing the same. The only player, in my opinion, that played the same the entire game out of everyone on the field was Christian McCaffrey. Yeah. Like, yeah, he kept the, yeah, same intensity. He just played the same way. Everyone on Detroit became the Niners. Everyone in Detroit in the second half became the Niners in the first half, and mm-hmm, vice versa. Yeah. They just switched roles, and then the Niners, they did what they had to do, and I was so impressed by that quarterback for the 49ers. I shouldn't even say his name. I know how polarizing he is. I know he causes problems.
Yeah, I know.
But he, the way he came out of the hole, that, because it's so difficult to do that. Throwing that pick early on,
yep,
and just not being able to, yep, just get anything done, really. They ran the ball more. They couldn't run. They couldn't. They tried to, and they couldn't. And then he turned it around.
How about this stat? Brock Purdy had more rushing yards in that game than Jameer Gibbs.
Aha.
That's hard to believe, honestly.
Yeah.
Just saying.
I was so happy, and it felt like a taste of what the Super Bowl hopefully will be. I'm so excited. I'm ready to go.
Are you ready to go?
I don't know if I can take part in this love fest anymore. I mean, this is just, it's killing me.
Well, dude, when they go to the NFC Championship and win, get to the Super Bowl, it's like, what do you want me to do? Draper, what do you want me to do, Drapes?
Can't you be happy for us? Come on.
No, because
at least for me.
You guys are supposed to be unbiased journalists.
Not me. Emil, not me.
That's my job. That's not Nate's.
I have never, ever, ever once said I'm an unbiased journalist. I don't even know why I'm on this show. Like, just because I'm like a fan. Like, I don't even know. Like,
that's why.
One day, someone's like, hey, will you do the Niners thing? I know you like the Niners. I'm like, okay, but I'm not an analyst. I'm just some dumb guy. I'm some dumb guy. Like, you guys are shocked I'm going to Vegas. Yeah, understandable.
I didn't say I was shocked. I just said I didn't know. Okay.
Yeah, well, Drapes, yeah, I think Drapes said he was. Yeah, or something close.
Yeah, I'm best with you. I assumed you would go. You guys got,
it's more,
you
know, for my digital
show, Return of the Empire. let's break down the matchup, though. Let's talk about this.
All right. We only got a few seconds, but go ahead.
Oh, we got a few.
We can bleed over.
No, okay. All right,
it's our show. No, it's bleed over.
No, yeah. I was just going to say, you know, when you look at the road the Niners have gotten to this point, what kind of test is Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes going to be? Because they're not going to collapse like the Lions did, like the Packers did. These guys have been there. They've done that. Handicap the coach quarterback matchup for me.
I mean, been there, done that. So hard to argue that. Those are the two points where I think undoubtedly you'd say the Chiefs have the advantage, right? It's coach quarterback.
That's why he went there.
Why he went there. Exactly. That's why he went there. But if the Niners, I think it's going to be hard for the Niners, harder, obviously, to win the way they have the last 2 weeks. I think they have to win like they were all season in the regular season. They're going to have to get up early, and they're going to have to control the Chiefs. And I know you'll be like, oh, 2019, they were up by 10, whatever. This is a way different team.
Yeah.
There's a lot of similar players. This team is so different. This is the best 49ers team I've ever seen.
Yeah.
So you got to keep them in check the best you can. What you cannot do is what Baltimore did, and they let Mahomes have all freaking day. That guy'd be in the backfield, just kind of stomping around, doing his little jigs, his little Steph Curry moves.
Doing some online shopping on his phone.
So,
waving to Taylor.
Chase Young, play a little harder, win the Super Bowl. That's
all right,
it.
Yep. There you go.
That's it.
Drapes, we will talk to you tomorrow. You'll be from the arena tomorrow, right? Getting ready for the Kings and the Heat.
Kaseya Center, they call it now. Yeah.
All right, great job. Thank you.
Thanks, Drapes.
Make sure you turn out the lights.
All right, boys.
On your way out of the ballroom.
I know, right?
We'll see you later.
Last slipper.
And see if the glass slippers anywhere over here.
Right home in the pumpkin carousel.
Yes, Emil and Nate, the Return of the Empire, are next right here on Sacktown Sports.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.